Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 7th of August and as ever, ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And this is the last one before we go on our holidays, so there's hopefully a bit of fun stuff in here for you. And it's great to touch base. Here's a bit of blue sky thinking, because yes, we're on a journey. This one's a real game changer, so it's a no-brainer to listen. Those are the top 5 of the top 12 most hated jargon phrases people actually hear in business. I'm sure you're not guilty of them, but if you have a look, there's a link to the top 12. But they include thought shower, running up a flagpole, and one I've never heard before, punch a puppy, which apparently is to do something horrible for the greater good. So rather than this bullshit stuff, why not create some real conversations? And one of the things that we see the best leaders do, and the best employees and the best people do, is actually create conversations with the real people, the right people. And sometimes you say, well, what is it we actually should say or do? Well, we've come up with 50 things to ask or say to your people, your customers, suppliers, and yourself. And I'm not suggesting you ask all 50, but pick out some of them. There's a link to them. Work out how you actually create real conversations. And it could be very, very simple things like, how are you doing today? What's holding you back? If you talk to your customers, why do you buy from us? Be careful how you ask that one. And look at these questions, statements, work out what are the things you can actually do to create some conversations. So Jonathan Ive, the creator of the iPhone, says the best ideas start as conversations. So go and start creating them. But if you do, please make sure that you adapt them to the right situation and actively listen and take action as a result. Another thing that we see 3D leaders do in terms of creating those conversations is that they fish in different ponds. I know that might seem a bit of a jargony one, but it means getting out there, mixing with different people from different backgrounds, interests and experiences, and seeing what they can learn. I practiced what I preached last week and went with my 10-year-old mate Henry to see Captain Underpants, a fantastic film, and it's just a great way to see how others see things and what makes them laugh. The good news is that Uranus, teachers called poopy pants, and kids sitting on whoopee cushions is still very funny. So go on, get fishing, get out there and look into different ponds, see how other people do things. And the last thing to do to leave you before we go on holiday is a great idea of customer delight. And this comes from the mighty Sheffield United manager, Chris Wilder. Somebody sent him a letter to explain that one of his mates couldn't come to the first game of the season because he was getting married. So Chris sent him a letter. Dear James, I understand you're getting married just as the season kicks off. As a Blade, your timing could have been better. I hope you don't miss too many games. Seriously though, from all of Sheffield United FC, can I extend our very best wishes to you and your bride to be on that most special days. May you have a long and happy life together and bring up a family of fellow Blades to carry on the tradition. Take care. And it's signed by Chris Wilder. This is a man who's preparing for the beginning of a great season. And the good news is he actually delighted more than one customer. He delighted over 26,000 by getting a win on the first game of the season. Up the Blades. Have a great holiday. We'll see you soon. Bye.